And we continue with our readings from the book of God's Revelation. The man walked over the land until he came to the fifth mount, the mountain of bronze, a mile above the level of the sea. Climbing over rock crystal sparkling in the sun, he went up to an outcropping of rock at the crest and stood next to a towering cross. And the word communed with his soul, and speaking in the light manifest, said, "This is the fifth message. Let the ordained come to God's sanctuary, reserved for this ministry of the second advent, to receive the image and the word in special manner. For God will bless their spirits and anoint them for a righteous ministry. The righteousness of God has touched the angels of righteousness, the Son of righteousness, the Scribe of righteousness, the Teacher of righteousness, the Child of righteousness, and the Lawgiver of righteousness. God would that the ministry of righteousness go forth over the whole face of the earth, proclaiming God's love shed for a blessing, a comfort, and a consolation to all the races that dwell upon it. The second advent ministry is of God. It makes intercession for the races as God has interceded for them. Man comes to God through rebirth in the light of his image and word. This shall the second advent ministry declare in his name, revealed by his word. Let the whole world of man look upon God's image revealed as light. What God has bound in heaven is to be bound on earth in his church. Let the righteous ministers be blessed, anointed, comforted, and consoled at the sanctuary so they may be strengthened in their ministry. Let the ordained of the ministry of righteousness be instructed in the sacred calendar given of God's word. Let the ordained be made knowledgeable in the days of his appearances and in the special blessings bestowed at these times to the righteous who are in union with his image and word while on earth. These days to be numbered and reckoned are the times when the blessings will be poured down upon the righteous of the earth as flooding waters through a gateway opened by the hand of the Lord. Let the righteous gather together at these times, and God shall strengthen them in comfort and console them with anointing on the gates of their spirits, as he has anointed the gateway of the Son of Righteousness. As it was written by the prophets of old and is declared by God from heaven, a new covenant is established with his new people, made in the image of his spirit. A new law is established in their spirits and written in their souls, so that the righteous ordained, being instructed by the word, might live the way of God. And God will strengthen the minds of the righteous for their ministry in the world, lest they stumble on their ways of the world or err through wavering from the true way. Let the sacred writings given of God's word be read in perpetuity by the ordained on sanctuary grounds, at the seven churches of Revelation and at the seven churches of prophecy, and at the seven churches of the new covenant, and at the seven oratories, and at the seven shrines, and at the seven holy stations for worship, and at the seven mountains of metal. Let the sacred writings be preserved within the stone of the mountains, free from innovation or change, until the final consummation of the world. Let no righteous minister be ignorant of the sacred writings for the good of the mind. As was promised by the word given to the prophets of old, in his advent God will strengthen the righteous ministers who labor in the world, lest their bodies grow weak, for the world is polluted by darkness, even the food and the waters are polluted. Let the righteous ministers place bread and water on the tables of the chapels dedicated to God. Let them break bread in fellowship and peace with all who come forth for a blessing. And God will endow the bread and the water for strength and health, taking away the causes of much illness of mind and of body. Let them take bread and water to their homes for daily use at morning meal and for fast days when they abstain from polluted food and water. And the bread and water of peace will prepare the ordained to receive the greater bread of life given in heaven. Let the righteous ordained to the true ministry strengthen their spirits as living souls by the bread of understanding and the water of knowledge as promised to the prophets of old, and now given in great abundance to new generations. God ordains that righteous people put away the old religious doctrines and rituals and accept the gift of God sent down as a great light. God's appearance makes all things new under the sun. He manifests his image and word for the salvation of the human race. God feeds all spirits by the image. The word satisfies the needs of the soul. Let the righteous of the world accept the light of God for their salvation and live the way of the law of light. The wicked love darkness and elect to transgress the law. They stop their ears, refusing wisdom and understanding. They cover their eyes from God's light, for they are of the world, wayward sons and daughters of darkness. They profess belief in God, in the law, in the prophets, in Jesus, in the scriptures, and the doctrines of their churches and houses of worship. They make idols. They trust in the flesh. They follow every way but God's way. Their prayers are not heard by God, nor are their songs. Their peace offerings, their sacrifices, their meals, their atonements are not acceptable to God. This was declared by the prophets, inspired by the word, to write of the tribulation and judgment of the world at God's second coming, and who warned against false preachers who would lead the people astray, even the elect. It was written, "He who sheds blood or eats of the blood of flesh is condemned." The mortal body decays and wastes away, being made of the elements of the earth. The body is nurtured by unclean food that defiles the body. But the spiritual body, made in the image of God, retains eternal life if it is not neglected. God renews the spiritual body with food divine, and it reflects the luster of God's light in full brilliance, as it did in the beginning of the true creation before the earth was defiled by darkness. As the child revealed to modern generations, and as chosen holy ones revealed to former generations, the seed of the Spirit is not defiled by earth, for it never eats of mortal life. Those who would reclaim the second life of Spirit as firstborn ones of God must need live on the presence of God sent into the world as redeeming light. Rebirth from darkness by that light restores life immortal. Therefore, let the new generations reborn by God's light receive the bread and water of life as new food and as new drink blessed in heaven. He who lives on heavenly food and drink will never taste death. It has also been written, "He who slays a man as a peace offering is guilty under the law." God will not accept sacrifices of blood in ritual. He will not manifest his presence on the altars of churches, nor in the midst of worshipers or those gathered under the new covenant who condone the crucifixion of Jesus as a fitting sacrifice because they believe the shedding of his blood was an acceptable atonement to God in heaven for the sins of man. The clergy of the old churches who are spiritually illiterate in the word and who practice symbolic blood rites are judged by God, for they give the spirits of their flock over to Satan. Let the churches acknowledge the true Eucharist of God as the bread sent down from heaven, and let them participate in the messianic banquet of their Creator, the living communion of the Lord's body, which is the light of his image, endowed with his presence, the heavenly bread that feeds the soul of man. This is the food promised by God to be given in the last days, the same food given to Enoch, Moses, Elijah, Jesus, and Jamiel, and now given to the righteous ones of God. The word ceased speaking, and the man did write down in the liturgical books the manner prescribed by God's word and the dates and times of the sacred calendar. The man walked to the great table at the church of New Sardis, where he rested. And again the word spoke, saying, "It was written of old to the church of Sardis, 'These things saith he that hath the seven spirits of God and the seven stars. I know thy works, that thou hast a name, that thou livest and art dead. Be watchful and strengthen the things that remain that are ready to die. For I have not found thy works perfect before God. Remember, therefore, how thou hast received and heard, and hold fast and repent. If therefore thou shalt not watch, I will come on thee as a thief, and thou shalt not know the hour I will come upon thee. The word of God commands the righteous ministers ordained to the church of the second advent to seek out every Christian and tell of the second coming.